1407.
1407, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Well, I have my Superstar on the bus again today. The guy I had a problem with yesterday, he threw a piece of paper at a woman and said some racial slurs towards her. He just got off at Foster and Powell. I can give you a description if you want. I'm not picking him up again today if he gets back on, tries to get back on.
Okay, copy. Yeah, if you can give me the description, that'd be great. I'll give the heads up for your followers.
He's a white male, I would guess late 40s, early 50s. He's got a scraggly beard, short hair. It's kind of a reddish, blonde, dirty color. He's wearing a dark color hood jacket, tan pants, and black Nike tennis shoes. And he had a blue backpack with orange outlines on it.
This kind of sounds like a guy that we've had many calls on before along the 14 line. If you see him again, I wouldn't recommend picking him up. It's all on the quoted line in case customer service wishes to look into it, but I don't see that happening. He gets tossed up quite a lot, I think.
I think we should work at trying to get him excluded because, people are afraid to approach him or say anything to him. He gets on, and I don't know if it's mental health. He's usually intoxicated on alcohol. But yesterday, I was driving down Foster, and I ran over a bump. I could not avoid it. I was doing the speed limit, and he started yelling and screaming and just going nuts. And so I called you guys, and I asked him to get off. But almost every time he's on my bus, there's a problem. And I actually went to a manager this morning and ran it by them, and they said, well, just follow the protocol and the rules, and, if he shows other threatening behavior or something, then maybe we can try to exclude him.
Okay, that was the right call for going to your manager, because I was just going to suggest it. We're going to have probably more than just one person calls and go to their manager about it, because he is a continual issue, and it's not just one driver, it's many. If you write up an RSA on it and get that turned in, we'll get it. Everything will start to get documented. We'll do what we can on our end, and we'll get a hold of the manager just to give him the information on it, because he isn't just pressing one operator. He's basically along the line.
Copy that. So you said fill out an incident report?
An RSA report. You can get those on Trinet. It's a yellow form. You can just print it out from the website there, Trinet.
Copy that. RSA. I'll fill it out tonight once I get off work, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, some people are just, there's so many out there right now, and a lot of mental health issues, and we can't just continually have to be putting up with them. All right, you take care, and hope you have a better night. 11-12.